How's it going?
Going just great, sir. Would you state your name and ABC number for the record, sir?
Larry Bishop. It is 244576.
Thank you, sir. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your right this afternoon. Based on information we have, you was notified of this hearing back on August the 20th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
It stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir? Okay, sir. And you cannot see us because this is by phone, but there are three board members participating in your hearing this afternoon. Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Turner, the Honorable Mr. Turner. He will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today. Mr. Bishop and Mr. Turner, will both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, I'll be your sword firm.
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Bishop, you have one allegation on your right. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, but you tell me whether it's true or false, sir. And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A. As demonstrated by your failure to report in person to the Black Canyon Parole Office within one business day of release located at 801 South 16th Street, Suite Number 1, Phoenix, Arizona, as directed in writing on May 7, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was in a stranger from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
It is true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Bishop, I'm going to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Now, sir, we are prepared to go into phase two of your hearing. At the end of phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. Now, we began phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. So we're going to ask at this time that you just remain quiet as we get this information. Then the board is going to come back and speak with you, sir. So at this time, Mr. Turner, would you be kind enough to give us some background information?
Yes, Mr. Bishop was released from ADC custody on 5-7-2018 and arrested on 7-28-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. Bender was returned back to ADC custody on 7-28-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 9-27-2018 with 82 absconded. Current conviction, 2014, dangerous drug violation, 14 months. Prior conviction, 2007, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2011, theft, 1 year. 2014, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. This is the fourth term at ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2010, TIS release completed, 2 months. 2012, TIS release absconded for 56 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2015, transitional release, arrested on check warrant, administratively revoked. Disciplinary is minimal, however, he was just found guilty today of a major. Other arrests, there were other arrests, but charges were either not filed, not processed, or dismissed. Has a GB score of G2, V3.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Turner. Okay, we're going to come back to you at this time, Bishop, and we're going to talk with you at this time. It seems to me, and I guess I had not noticed it, we don't have any information at all on your case supervision summary. Therefore, we just talk a little bit and so we can become better acquainted with you since we don't have any information listed here to support your warrant. Okay, so when you were released, sir, where did you reside? Sir, where did you live?
I'm out here. I was actually homeless.
Okay, so you were on the streets, were in Phoenix, or that were you in Phoenix, Tucson, where were you, sir?
I'm in Phoenix.
Okay, and you didn't find anywhere to reside while you were out, sir?
I'm out here. I just, the day I got out, I left some drugs, and I just, basically, I left some judgment.
Okay, so what kind of drugs did you get on, sir?
Methamphetamine, sir.
Is that your drug of choice, or that was just a one-time thing, sir?
That's actually my drug of choice.
Okay, and about what age were you when you first started using methamphetamine, sir?
22 years old.
No, so you didn't start out real young, right? We've just been on it for about 11 years, so have you done anything over the past 11 years to rid yourself of that habit, sir?
I'm seeing this, I hit that, broke me right here.
Okay, I mean, have you had any programs, or have you had any NA or AA or any?
Yes, actually, I've attended the medical county jail. It was the Alpha program and the Mosaic program.
Okay, did they seem to help you, sir?
It actually put a little, in a way, yes, but it just prolonged it a little bit longer, but this went through certain things that made me relapse.
Okay, so in the long run, so do you have any plans to say that you won't relapse in the future? Have you thought about what you might do to...
So that you can, just because my mom's house, because my mom's staying is pretty far away from the inner city and everything, like where my hangouts are, my whereabouts be. Okay, so you get away from all your friends and your buddies and you get out there with your mom, and so then you can stay away from drugs, you think.
Well, that would be a great idea, sir, because drugs are just not good for you. So. Now, while you were out, as I said, we just don't have any information. Did you have a job at all? Did you have any employment while you were out, sir? We showed none, but did you have any at all?
No, sir.
What about programming? Any programming whatsoever? Any UAs or anything while you were out? And no sanctions as well. So you were just out, and you were suspended for some 82 days. What were you doing when the Phoenix police picked you up, sir?
Actually, I was out with a friend of mine.
What were y'all doing? I mean, you were just out in the streets or just talking, or what were you doing?
We were driving around
in a vehicle in the Phoenix Police Department. Okay, sir. I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. I don't see any questions from other board members, sir. Therefore, we will move on, and this is your hearing. We'll give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes their decision. So, what is anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
Honestly, I'm not really good at public speaking, but I'm just hoping that you guys are willing to give me another chance to tell the truth.
Okay, sir. You sound like you're a pretty good public speaker. You made your point, sir. At least I understand what you were saying, so you're a good public speaker. Okay. Okay, sir. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And prior to this discussion, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision, sir. I find Mr. Bishop will be a very interesting individual. He was released, if I'm reading this correctly, in May of this year, and then he was back in custody in July, to the end of July of this year, which means that he was suspended for some 82 days. Unfortunately, his parole officers had no idea where he was or what he was doing because he was homeless and he was out there using drugs, but he could have stayed with his mother, but he made a decision to remain in the city with his friends. Therefore, he didn't get out there outside of the city with his mother. I think, you know, and he admits himself that he used some drugs, some methamphetamine while he was out, and I think it would be in his best interest just to remain in, because he's going to be out before the end of this month at any rate. So it would be best for him just to remain in, put together a plan, and at the end of this month, have that plan together, get ready to go out, and never come back again to the Department of Correction. But that's just one board member's thinking. I will listen to other board members at this time.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion based upon information contained in warrant number 2018W1473, as well as information provided by Mr. Turner and our discussion with Mr. Bishop, a wonderful discussion with Mr. Bishop, and in which also he used some methamphetamine and he abstained for some 82 days. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C2I, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. So your community supervision has been revoked by every form of information that we have, and we trust that this information is correct. You're going to be out on September the 27th of this year, which is just a matter of time. So get yourself together so when you get out this time, you won't come back in arms again. We wish you the best. And so this will end the hearing, so later on down so that someone else can come and we can speak to the next person, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.